Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and I am thrilled to have in studio with us today Pastor John Zimpelman and Pastor Jason Teal. They are both at St. John's Lutheran Church in Hastings, and I couldn't be happier to chat it up with both of you. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Glad to be here, Mo.
Thank you so much. So, first of all, let's just ask, how are things going? Because this is a really tough time for a lot of people, and it's a tough time, I think, when we can't worship in the way that we really have been used to. People love routines, and I think more than anything, we need something to cling to, don't we?
Yeah, boy. Sounds like you could be preaching for us on Sunday morning. That's really well said.
Thank you.
You know, it's one of the only times in my life, at least, where you can feel both isolated and together at the same time. You're isolated from everyone, but literally everyone in the world is going through this with you. So there's a little bit of camaraderie there. Just knowing that it's a challenge that we're all facing together. And, boy, Pastor and I have just the incredible privilege and responsibility to share for such a time as this, the big God we have, the amazing promises that God has, that we kind of see things stuck in time, a day at a time, but God sees things from the end to the beginning. He knows how this is going to work out, and he's working it out for our eternal good, to give us that eternal perspective that he's working so that we will have his best blessings, which is eternal life through his son, Jesus Christ. So we really have our mission in front of us at this time as a church. However, it's a challenge having to rethink through things, all of the ministry that you kind of get used to. It's all kind of brand new as you're putting new eyes to it and trying to understand how to reach people in a brand new way. Wouldn't you say that, Pastor Teal? That's one of the challenges?
Absolutely. Just everything you've grown accustomed to, just like you said, Mo, that all of a sudden you can't do it those ways anymore. So how can I take this changeless word of God to a changing situation? And it's been a challenge, and there's been a lot of really unforeseen blessings in this, too, to be able to use technology to still share the message of Jesus and hope and love with our people, and even a bigger audience. It's amazing how many people we see tuning into our live stream. And then there's the challenge of those who just do not have a lot of technology available to them or know-how. And so just kind of not even old-fashioned, but, just a way of reaching out to them personally with the phone. Pastor and I have been making a lot of calls and making sure that people are encouraged and know that they're not alone, that we still care for them. People in our church have been just wonderful and wanting to help out in that way, too, to reach out to each other and lift each other up. So while there's been challenges, it's almost like there's blessings hidden behind these challenges for people to rise up and to encourage and for us to discover new ways to carry out this ministry.
You know, I will agree with you on that there are always going to be blessings if we look for them. Is that part of faith, looking for blessings, or is the ability to see that part of faith, or where is hope in all this?
That's a really good question. I would say that's a big part of faith because, faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not see, as the Bible says. So sometimes our eyes are looking at the situation around us and getting afraid, and faith is looking at the promises of God. And as we look at those promises of God, I think we can become more aware of the opportunities that he's putting in front of us. So I think that's pretty well said.
You mentioned that you're reaching out to people in different ways through technology. Can you tell us what you're doing, please?
Yeah, happy to. Probably the most visible part of being a church is gathering for worship. Well, not being able to gather at worship, we were able to get together right away all of the things that we needed and the info to put it into practice for a live stream worship. So every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. we have a live stream worship. It's Pastor Zimpelman and myself leading worship and preaching. That's a much, much more condensed, abbreviated type of service. And then we just have two other people in the building who are kind of running the equipment and helping us produce that, if you would. So So that's one way, just the live stream. That's available even after the live stream, of course. Another way that we're using technology is just a lot of Zoom things, like everybody is. Pastor Zimpelman, he's doing a really nice Zoom Bible class on Monday evenings, and getting more and more every Monday to tune into that and interact that way. And we have a few small groups meeting, continuing to meet using Zoom and things like that. So those are probably the biggest technology ways that we've been able to connect with people.
And do you think some of these things might carry on even after the pandemic is deemed over?
That's the hope. I think, like you were saying, one of the blessings in this challenge, one of the purposes in the pain, would be that it forced us to think about this type of audience when, you know, it moved it to the front burner. Yeah, the hope would be to broaden and widen our ability to share the same message we've always had, which is God loves you, God forgives you through his son Jesus. But if we can do that, you know, continually online and reach more people that way, that would be a huge blessing in the midst of this burden.
Tell us about your mission for your church, please.
Yeah, we summarize our mission with three words, come, grow, live.
That's the world's best mission statement.
Well, thank you. We like it. We did a lot of Bible studies to kind of come up with that. Come is short for we exist to help people to come to know Jesus and who he is and what he's done for us. And then grow is short for once we come to know Jesus, grow in our faith in Jesus and grow in our relationships with one another. And then live is short for, and we want to live that faith. Opportunities to serve God and serve each other. So,
are you glad that you have each other at least to go through this together? Because a lot of churches maybe only have one pastor, and I would assume not the misery loves company. What's the better way of explaining that?
Absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth, too. It is a blessing to have someone in the trenches with you.
Yes.
And just to also appear that, you know, you can share both your joys and your frustrations, your ideas and your concerns with, and you have this person praying for you, working with you, and understanding ministry from your perspective, too, as a shepherd of God's people. And one anecdote for that would be my wife and I just welcomed, by God's grace, a new baby boy into the world here in the midst of this pandemic.
Come on. And, we're going to give you one of those. Congratulations. What's little baby boy's name, please?
Micah.
Oh,
Micah.
Good Bible name.
8 pounds, 1 ounce. Yeah, he's happy, he's healthy, he's growing, and he hasn't met any other human beings yet, so that's kind of strange. But
yes, I bet.
But Pastor Teal just totally helping, stepping up, taking, you know, more responsibilities on his shoulders so that I'm able to be with my family, too. And that's just one of the many blessings that we have as a partnership here in the gospel ministry.
I know in the summertime, you sometimes do a soccer program. That's a great way to do outreach into the community as well. Just given everything that's going on, where do you stand with that, please?
Yeah, soccer camp is just honestly one of the most exciting and fun ministries that we have. I think I can speak for both Pastor Zimpelman and myself to say that's one of the highlights of the whole year, just having fun with the kids and meeting families and sharing Jesus with them. It's awesome.
Well, tell us a little bit about how it has been in the past, because I'm not a member of your church, but I certainly know the impact you have on the community with this.
Yeah, it's kind of like our, you know, vacation Bible school. So we use soccer to be able to be outside and exercise, and then kind of use that as an example of different Bible truths. You know, one simple example would be of how, you know, the ultimate goal of soccer is to get the ball in the net, right? So what's the ultimate goal of our lives?
It's get to heaven.
Jesus, it's heaven, right? You know, simple things like that. We go through a day and we teach drills and we play games and we have Bible time and story time and some songs and things like that. Usually goes for a whole week. So that's kind of the gist of what we usually do.
So this year looks different.
It does. We are optimists. I know I am. Just holding out and really praying for that opportunity to do it as normal. But just like with many things right now, we're not going to be able to do it like we had planned and like we have done it in the past. So the in-person gathering is not going to happen. And it, if I'm honest, there's a little grieving with that, you know, because we're so excited about it and we have so much fun and it always seems to build each year. But I will say that, you know, one of the hidden blessings, again, I guess, if we're going on a theme here, is that it made us think, too, and, you know, how can we still carry out our mission with soccer camp, and maybe in a different way? So I still want to tell people that God is big and his love is so huge and he is a God of hope. And so we saw even an opportunity in this. And so we're not meeting together in person from June 8 to 12, but we are going to have a kind of a virtual soccer camp. You know, at first you might hear that and say, oh boy, the kids are probably sick of that because that's all they've been doing with school. But we're committed to it not being just like a school lesson. I know the teachers are doing an awesome job with their virtual lessons, mm-hmm. so don't get me wrong there. But you know what I mean? It's going to be a little different from school. We're working really hard right now to put that all together, but what it kind of looks like right now would be each day there would be drills that they can do in their backyard as far as the soccer goes, and then we're going to continue to relate that to a lesson from the Bible and have our usual funny skits that we all do, a Bible song that they can learn and different things like that they can join in along. And then the idea would be that they can send stuff to us every day. Maybe it's a video of them singing the song or them doing the drill, and we hope to have prizes each day so that it's interactive as well. So all the details are kind of being worked out on that, but we're able to kind of shift gears a little bit, I guess.
So you be sure then let us know all the details when they do come to fruition. That sounds so exciting.
Say, yeah, one other big detail would be because we're not doing the in-person camp, I'm sure as people hear us, they're going to be, what if I signed up already? And that's a really good question. So everybody who's already signed up and paid, we get a full refund, and those refunds will be going out soon. And this virtual camp will be no charge. We're going to put all that on, and we just want the kids to be able to have something, you know, really fun and to continue that mission of just sharing Jesus' love and that message of hope. And so no charge for the virtual camp.
Tell us some stories in your church.
I'll start with maybe a little more a strange one, maybe from the world's perspective, is that we're having a funeral this week, and where first glance you might think that's not good news. But when you think about what Pastor said before, the goal, what's the goalpost of this life? Is God bringing people safely through this difficult life to the joys of everlasting life? And one of our members died in strong, confident faith this past week, and some of her final words were, you know, I can't wait to meet Jesus in heaven. And so she closed her eyes and immediately blinked them open in eternal life. And so we got to usher her home. And what a wonderful joy for her, even though there'll be a void in our congregation. It's heaven's gain. It's heaven's victory. And so we couldn't be happier for her. That's one example of what a church's true mission is helping people not only live for this life, but it's more importantly to keep their eyes focused on the eternal life.
How do you minister at funerals, though, with the limited number of people that can attend?
That's the big question of the week. This is our first crack at it, too, actually. Thankfully, there's, again, like we have been set up for and making use of is the virtual worship. While the small gatherings are limited to, you know, 10 or less, so it'll be a very small family gathering, we're able to have our whole church family be along with us to celebrate, to worship, and to praise God online. It'll be live streamed, so.
Do you think that's going to impact our grieving process?
I really do. In that, you know, part of the grieving process is, when you think about a funeral, one of the comforts is just friends and family showing up and being there for the grieving and seeing people grieve with each other. I mean, I think that's a big part of it. I'm thankful that God's promises don't change. Those will be there. And God made us with emotions and needs and stuff. And so I think from that standpoint, it's definitely going to be a different process. And maybe that's going to be another opportunity for us as pastors and us as fellow Christians, you know, throughout this, to make sure we're reaching out and when we're able to get together again to share memories and things like that from that side of the grieving process.
Well, we're really grateful that you both called in today. And if people do want to join you for online worship, how can they do that, please?
Best way is to go to our website, stjohnslutheran.com, and you'll see a button right on the front and on the top, live stream feed, and you just click on that, and that's live every Sunday morning at 9 and available anytime after that. You can also search us on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel as well.
Moving up in the world, St. John's Lutheran Church.
Thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks, Mo, for being a conduit for God's love, too, allowing us to share just a little bit of our mission, but also an invitation to the community, too, that we would like to serve them through our soccer camp and through our worship services. So thank you for that.
Well, you are welcome, and thanks for all you do. We want to thank our guests, Jason Teal, Pastor Jason Teal, and also Pastor John Zimpelman. They are with St. John's Lutheran Church in Hastings. Do visit them online on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for their virtual worship, and keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much for calling in today. And you're listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
My Jesus.